Well, the moment has arrived. For just £6 a month, you can have early access, ad-free adventures in full, with merch discounts, Discord, and there's loads more. So listen in the ad break for more details, or go to patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. That's patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Enjoy. Previously on Sherlock & Co. He's lost his job, company is unreachable, he's an actor, whole production has vanished.
Not boring.
You are kidding me.
After Vince, my lodger, has set us up, I was at my meeting with Ezekiah Hopkins. He enjoyed my performance and wanted to sign me up, to manage me, to be my agent. So I signed to the Red-Headed League.
The Red-Headed League is the agency?
That's correct.
I mean, who makes up a movie just to cast some nobody?
Quite right. A nobody that had to attend table readings and rehearsals every day.
A nobody that was wined and dined by a talent agent, signed to an agency, lauded and hired by a producer.
On his lodger's recommendation.
Mate, I told you, the most fascinating thing about this case is his bloody postcode. Jesus, I mean, but who are we helping out next? A street cleaner with a Big Ben penthouse?
Yes. You may, Dr. Watson, have a point.
Where are we going?
We're going to Pinewood Studios, to the set of Solar Thunder. And I promise, it won't be boring.
Part two. Part deux. Of the adventure of the Red-Headed League, where Sherlock and I begin at Pinewood Studios. Oh, I dropped the thing. Part two, part deux of the adventure of the Red-Headed League, where Sherlock and I begin at Pinewood Studios, the beating heart of the British film industry. No violence, no F-word. Clean as a whistle, my friends. And just to ease your concerns, no Hollywood elites were harmed during the recording of this podcast. Ta-ra! sorry, for non-Brits, ta-ra means bye. It's not a weird noise I just made. Bye! You join me and my companion, /colleague/friend/flatmate, you join us in the glitz and glamour of Pinewood Studios, a big British movie studio. Oh, look, that's where they filmed some of Bond. It says here it's been used since the 80s and was the soundstage for... Oi, where are you going?
I'm climbing over this fence.
Sorry, what? Why?
Because I need to find... some sort of disguise.
Oh, okay, yeah. Otherwise what? Scooby-Doo will foil our plans.
Who's Scooby-Doo?
Doesn't matter.
Righto. We won't get into the building unless we... Aha. Here it is.
Wait. Let me climb this... Ow! 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 Hey! There we go. Nice.
What on earth was that?
What?
You rolling around on the floor.
That was a commando roll. You can take the lad out of the army, but you can't.
You rolled through dog turd.
Ah, what? God.
Just as well. Here we are. Costume department.
Why? Are we going to the costume department? Oh, I look ridiculous.
Don't be silly. You're a handsome prince.
I'm in tights.
Yes.
Why do you get to be the robot?
Because this one fits me better.
Well, and what on earth would we be starring in? Smug Cyborgs of Camelot?
Excellent title, Watson.
No,
Helmets on.
Sake, I've got a frilly little skirt thing and you look really cool.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Bloody hell, this is massive.
No sign of any set, any crew. Any actors?
Yeah, just a couple of idiots in fancy dress.
Where?
Us. I mean, us.
Yes, of course.
Gents, can I help at all?
We work on a movie called Solar Thunder.
Solar Thunder?
Yeah. There were some table reads going on with the actors over the last few weeks. Starring Jabez Wilson and Tom Cruise, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and we were just checking on the status of it, really.
I don't know that one, mate. There was a few actors using this space. One of them is over in Studio J, if you want to go speak to her. Name's Zoe, I think.
Great. Thank you. Right, we're taking these off.
Oh.
Off now. And you don't mind if I record, Zoe?
No, yeah. No worries, that's fine.
Okie dokie. Test. Yep, great. So, we're here with Zoe, who worked on Solar Thunder with Jabez.
Jabez and a few others.
How many others?
There was seven of us.
And you turn up for work every day, read lines and go home?
Yeah. We basically do that. The director hadn't really been told anything by Duncan, so it was just about lines, and occasional blocking of scenes, and yeah. We were never given the full script. So it was, like, by week two, we were just playing around, really. Then a couple left because it was just getting more and more sketchy.
How so?
We googled the writer, Jacqueline O, and she basically didn't exist.
How are you spelling that?
Jacqlynoh. Like, O.
Understood. Continue.
Well, yeah, that was dodgy, and there was no production team. No one knew what the movie was about, who was in it, when it was going to be in principal photography.
Right. Nothing on Tom Cruise and Emma Stone?
I mean, I don't think anyone really bought that after a couple of days.
Jabez did.
Yeah, maybe he did. He was kind of keen, yeah. But my agent had briefed me. He'd been like, take the money, don't know what it is, but decent day rate.
Whereas Jabez...
He thought this was like the be all and end all, yeah. This was legit. Big break stuff.
Mm. Who did your agent speak to get you the role?
Duncan. He just hired a bunch of us from the same agency. No auditions, no nothing.
So weird.
Let me put something to you, Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
We believe the movie to be a fake, a ruse to get the attention and, crucially, the time of Jabez Wilson.
Right. Yeah.
Do you or any of the other performers have any inclination as to why somebody would want to dogfish Mr. Wilson?
Catfish.
Catfish, excuse me.
I don't know. He's... like, he's lovely, don't get me wrong, but he's well off, isn't he? Like, I don't think he needs to worry about day rates and per diems and stuff. So someone had... yeah. Actually thinking about it... yeah, if you were trying to get his attention, you can't entice him with money. You can't, like, appeal to his bank balance. You've got to appeal to his heart. And I guess this world means a lot to him.
Well, that is summed up pretty perfectly. You know, it's like some sort of Trojan horse. He can't see anything beyond this amazing gift that's landed in his lap.
Quite right. I need more answers. And I think they lie at Saxe Coburg Square. Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, no worries. Give Jabez my best, yeah?
But he... you know, nothing's actually happened to him.
That he's aware of.
Yeah, he's lost a job that never existed in the first place, right?
Right.
So, what's the problem? Yeah, you know, he hasn't been kidnapped or murdered, he hasn't been robbed, he hasn't had his, his identity stolen or anything that we know of. So what's the problem?
And that, Watson, is the pressure point of this case.
That's the pressure point.
Indeed. Once we apply the weight of our thinking on that singular point, the case will open up.
Mm.
Upon arrival, the last...
So what's happened to him?
Customers in the last carriage Please move towards the front door to leave the train.
It's a thinker. We're embankment, mate.
Nope, Charing Cross.
I think it's closer if we get off at embankment.
Ah, that's a nice thought. But it's 33 metres less if we get off here at Charing Cross. Feel free to join me. If not, I'm more than willing to wait at Saxe Coburg Square for the 4 minutes it will take you to catch me up. I realise also that your bladder is full. Charing Cross has toilets. Embankment does not.
Fine. Yes, yeah. Let me just do the read, all right? This bit is for professional podcast hosts only. Oh, God, stepped on the mic. That looks fine. Hi, listeners. We have caved to popular demand. Yes, I bought Sherlock some biscuits. But I've also done the second thing you wanted. It's the Sherlock & Co. Members Club. Yeah, only on Patreon. Patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Find the membership tier that suits you. Become one of the Stamfords. Sorry, Stammer. Support the show. Join the Discord for just £3 per month. I will be in that Discord to chat with you. And eventually, Sherlock will be too, once I talk him into it. Just £3 a month. You will be helping keep the lights on here at 221B Baker Street. But my favourite tier is this one. Become a Baker Street irregular. Lights on in the flat, batteries in my mic. Maybe even a new mic, who knows? A Baker Street irregular will have access to ad-free listening, bonus mailbag episodes where Sherlock and I will answer your questions, a monthly newsletter from little old me, discount on Sherlock & Co. merch, which is on its way, and get ready for this. Early access to episodes. Yeah, no more waiting a week for the next part. As soon as the first part of an adventure drops, as a Baker Street irregular, for just £6 a month, you will have not the first part, but the entire adventure. Yeah, the whole thing. Gobble it up in one sitting, for all I care. So that's ad-free listening, that's bingeable adventures, that's Discord access, transcripts, merch discounts, monthly newsletter, bonus episodes of Sherlock and I just hanging out, answering questions. £6 a month. Everyone keeps telling me I'm offering too much for that price tag, but whatever, they can bugger off. Final tier is the Diogenes Club. I don't know what that means. Sherlock suggested it. That's £25 a month for you generous, wealthy lot who just lovely, really. Yeah? You get all the above, free merch items, tickets to twice yearly Sherlock & Co. meetups, you heard that right, plus a personalised message from myself and Sherlock. Oh, and I'll probably also do a little dance around my flat. You won't be able to see it, but just know that I did it. So, yeah, go to patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. I'm really proud of what I've been able to get together to offer you. I think it's great. I know you will too. So, thank you. What are we expecting to find?
We or me?
You.
Building works.
Building works? Like what? Like a new office building or something?
Likely a renovation. It's all about clay, Doctor. Clay is the key.
Clay is the key. Right.
Our first meeting with Jabez in the theatre.
Oh, yeah, I remember it well, unfortunately.
After he performed, he changed back into his normal clothes to chat with us in the theatre bar.
Yeah?
What did you notice about his clothes?
Oh, this is why you grabbed his top.
Brick dust caught in the fibres. Specifically, London brick. London brick uses a particular clay.
So, he had some brick dust on him?
Yes.
Maybe he was doing some DIY.
Does he seem like the type of person to do DIY?
No.
Exactly. Here we are again. But now in daylight. Saxe Coburg Square. And there is Mr. Wilson's residence, and of course that of his lodger, Vince. Righto, let's have a quick look here.
Ah, going through his bins. Lovely. Do you know you could work for the Sun, mate?
Yes. Ooh. Ah, okay.
You found anything interesting? Or at least not disgusting?
I have indeed. Now, let me just take this.
Sherlock, what are you doing? That's someone's Amazon parcel.
It was next to a bin.
Yeah, because it's been put behind their bin in a safe place.
Not at all safe. Come along, Watson.
Jeez, Sherlock! Oh, God, what are you doing?
Jabez Wilson is out.
How do you know that?
His bike lock is gone.
How do you know?
The railing there. See the red scuffs where he locks his bike?
Right. Yeah.
Lock is gone. Bike is gone. He's out. Which means we can meet Vince the Lodger.
Okay, but that's not his parcel. That's some neighbour...
Yep.
Package for Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, no problem.
Can I ask who is receiving the parcel?
Yeah, it's Vince.
Vince Callahan, and you are just a tradesman doing some work in the property?
Eh? No, I'm his flatmate.
Apologies. Bit of DIY, is it? Your jeans.
Oh, yeah. Brick dust from the ceiling. Just fixing the ceiling.
Terrific. Thank you so much. Have a good day, mate.
Well, yeah, he seems nice, doesn't he?
He's a liar.
How so?
The ceiling is how so.
I'm all ears.
Brick dust on his knees. Same as what was on Jabez's sweatshirt. Ceilings aren't made from brick. And even if they were, are we supposed to believe he's crawling along it upside down?
Right. Yeah. Good point. Do you not feel bad about the parcel? Because that belongs to... Okay.
Some plasterboard remnants in that bin.
Oh, not allowed. Council will bollock you for that.
Indeed. Hence why they have only disposed of a few pieces in the bin. There must have been a skip for the rest. Maybe. Not sure.
God, look at this place. As if this bloke needs help from us. What would you reckon? 10 million? I bet it's 10 million. He's got this house. He's got a perfect lodger, according to him. He swans about London, indulging his craft. I mean, life O'Reilly. And now he's whinging to us that something hasn't gone right. I mean, come on. What else do you want to complain about? Margot Robbie hogging his duvet. What are you doing?
Looking.
For what?
Everything.
Like, next door is an investment bank. That says it all. Honestly, I mean, usually renting something out like this, that'd be what? 10 grand a month?
Robbery.
Yeah, daylight robbery. Too bloody right, mate.
No. There's a robbery. An actual robbery going on here. Blue Tech.
Sherlock is searching in his phone for Blue Tech Investment Bank. He's scanning the screen, scrolling past news articles about the investment bank's recent demise.
Stop it.
So I'm providing some visual context. He searches again, this time for... But wait, hold on. Blue Tech, that's Merriweather, Amanda Merriweather.
And who are they? Are they a person?
Are they a person? Were you channeling your inner robot again?
Are they one of your celebs? Is she strictly dancing or stuck in a jungle or baking off?
She's, you know, she's Amanda Merriweather. The, like, I don't know, American socialite, bazillionaire, pops up at Centre Court and royal weddings.
Right, and does she have any enemies?
Any enemies? No.
Why not?
Because she's not Darth Vader, Sherlock. I mean, who has enemies?
Me?
Oh, of course you do. Look, on my Instagram. Right, so there's her story. Some fancy beach, some fancy car, on a motorbike, thanking investors. Nope, apologising to investors. Blah, blah, blah. Tickets to the opera tonight. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going, Sherlock? Sherlock, where are you going?
Dr. Watson, this is the part where you tell our listeners that Miss Amanda Merriweather is being robbed. Her banking firm has been infiltrated by a hostile perpetrator who's been sucking out funds, harvesting data, and driving her company into the dirt. And if you come with me, we can catch those responsible. What do you say?
Well, where are we going?
To the opera.
Ah, what? Is he in it?
Hmm?
The theatre. Yeah, there's lots of people still into this shit.
Excuse me, sorry.
So sorry, there you go.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Should be a good one, eh? £8 this programme.
Well, you shouldn't have bought one then.
Must be a nice. I'm supporting the arts.
Put your head down, immediately.
Jesus, why? Is it a sniper?
No, I'm just trying to see if I can spot her.
Oh.
A sniper, Watson, come on.
What? You made me jump. Okay, you've told me this whole time this case is going to be exhilarating, and now look. I've been dragged along to the bloody opera, and I've dragged the listeners along too. Well, yeah, should probably give them some shout-outs to keep them happy. So, Jean from the Philippines. Shout-out to South Suns. To Book Elf from Melbourne, Australia. To my mate Lexi. To Katie. To Basler from Brunei. To Amanda, who seems to have binged all the episodes in record time. So congrats, Amanda. Yeah, shout-out's complete, I think. Yeah, so sat at the opera with my programme for the show. What opera? I hear you cry. Who cares? Is my answer. Oh, look, Sherlock. My phone. Found Drunken Ross on IMDb. A bunch of films I've never heard of. I mean, is that a real face? Is that an AI face? Is that real? I mean, look, that looks AI, doesn't it? Hello? Master Detective. Great. Just read my 8 quid programme, shall I? Could have bought a best-selling paperback for that. Bohemia, the reimagined homage to Puccini's masterpiece. Yep, sure. Oh, cast list. Adriana Järvinen as Mimi. Luca Sanna as Marcello. Irene Adler as Musetta. Franciszek Becker as Rodolfo.
There. I see our victim.
Who? Merriweather?
Indeed.
Right, well, let's go have a chat, shall we?
No, we mustn't.
Why not?
We must wait until the intermission.
Oh, God. Unless you tell me why we're here, I'm going.
Okay.
No, tell me. Tell the microphone.
Recording devices are prohibited in the theatre.
Sherlock, documenting the case could prove very useful.
I told you why we're here.
No, you... all right, fine. Just elaborate on what you said.
Interval.
Oh, thank God for that. Look, quite fancy a pint.
We are working.
Oh, so we draw the line at beer, not Class A drugs.
Watson, prepare for the performance of the night.
What?
Oh, my goodness! Golly, golly, gosh, goodness! Amanda Merriweather, it's been bloody yonks!
On earth?
Do I know you?
Don't recognise me without the dinner jacket!
Sorry, I can't quite place you.
We had a table together at the wedding. The royal wedding.
Which one?
Gary and Meg.
Harry. Harry and Meghan.
Ah, right, yeah, I think you look familiar, actually.
Been following your work at Blue Tech Capital. Sure it'll turn around. Difficult week.
Tough markets for us at the moment. Really, really tough.
The market is quite strong now, isn't it? Especially with your usual track record in this part of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your competitors are doing brilliantly. Strange how Blue Tech is falling away so emphatically. I thought a rising tide lifts all.
Super yachts.
What are you getting at?
I work on behalf of one of your biggest clients, and they want answers before we pull the plug.
What?
You heard me. You're just buying time to calculate the correct response. Allow me to give you 3 seconds. Would that suffice?
Can I get you a drink?
Now that is the correct response. I can't believe Amanda Merriweather bought me a drink.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. What's that?
Oh, I'm doing a podcast.
You can't record this? No, I'm serious. Turn it off.
Oh, right. No worries. Let me just switch it off. There. That's that done. Ah, here he is.
Miss Merriweather. You have a hunch.
I do?
Yes. Otherwise you wouldn't currently be seeking help from the authorities.
I'm working hard with the cops and others to indulge a particular hunch of mine, yeah.
What's your hunch?
Some sort of foul play, I think.
In what respect?
Look, in my industry, I compete with a bunch of men that hate me. Hate me. This is always how it goes. And my problem is, I don't know. Just something isn't right. My network security team are clueless. I've fired a staff member under suspicion of exposing trade secrets. I'm suing people for possible breaches of NDAs. Something is going on, goddammit, and I've got to fix it. I've got to fix it now.
Your losses began last week, Miss Merriweather.
Yeah, that's probably right.
A week? All that? For one bad week? You fired someone and cracked open a lawsuit?
You don't understand. This is a great week for the market. Like he said, it's a rising tide, but we are the only ones drowning, despite normally being the best swimmers.
So, bad investments, basically.
They're not. You don't get to where I am with bad investments. Look, we target a particular stock. We do our research. Often we'll talk to the teams behind the products and platforms we invest in. It's been the very same process from when we were the best in the world. Nothing has changed. But everything has changed.
God, the second half is starting.
I don't care. Miss Merriweather, go on.
Last week was a big portfolio shift for us. We were moving a lot of capital. We use a number of trading platforms. They're the quickest, they're the safest. I've tried new ones, I've gone back to old ones. I've tried everything, and the same thing happens. We go to make a large-scale investment to buy up huge sums of stock in a company, and without fail, the half second we go to execute the purchase, the share price jumps 5%, 10%, 15%. More often than not, we back out of the purchase. Sometimes we swallow the loss and buy it at a higher rate, invariably losing our margin. And we've missed out on two vital IPOs. So, yeah, it's not right.
Now, this is something. Miss Merriweather, I'm going to speak to my friends at the Met Police. Enjoy the rest of your show and meet me outside your headquarters at Saxe Coburg Square. Watson, let's go.
Oh, right, yeah, hold on. You're going to finish that, Sherlock?
Come on.
Right, well, thanks for the interview. Enjoy the, that stuff.
What interview? Was that recording?
This wasn't.
Yes, this is Sherlock Holmes. Put me through to Lestrade.
She's not available right now. Could I take a message?
Of course she's not. Look, I need an officer at Saxe Coburg Square immediately. We have a bank robbery in the form of a cyber attack. Hurry!
Sherlock, give me the mic.
Ah, so you're ready to continue your podcast and put the alcohol aside for a moment or two?
Look, you've been dragging me around London all day. It's late. It's not every day you meet Amanda Merriweather, all right? I'm thirsty. Slow down.
This way.
Where are we going?
To the scene of the crime.
Right, yeah, this supposed robbery you seem convinced of.
Watson, be prepared to use your gun tonight.
You what?
Your army pistol, the Colt 42 you spoke of. I want it loaded and ready for use from my say-so.
What planet do you live on? You think I checked my gun in at Heathrow Customs? Brought it along to the opera in case I get a seat behind Abraham bloody Lincoln?
So you're unprepared, that's what you're saying?
I'm a normal human being, is what I'm saying. I don't wander around with a gun.
Well, I do, on occasion. Here, got myself a new one for my birthday.
Shit.
I know, it's rather light. It only has four bullets, so hopefully there's just a few of them.
A few of... what? A few of who?
The bank robbers.
Right, well, this case got out of hand pretty quickly, didn't it? Hey, folks. The Sherlock & Co. Members Club is finally here. Patreon.com/Sherlock & Co.
For just £6 a month, you can get early access to ad-free adventures in full. Join the Discord, where I will be, and eventually Sherlock when I convince him. Get transcripts for each episode, merch discounts, bonus mailbag episodes, and a monthly newsletter. £6 a month. You won't be disappointed, I promise. Patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Lovely and jubbly. Oh, God, now he's got me saying it too.